This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. City Manager Mark Roloff today will meet with the board members of the Grand Opera House. They plan to discuss a possible expansion of the theater. At this time, it's not known exactly what that could include, but we should know more by the end of this month. The Grand is celebrating its 140th birthday this year, and the last major project of the Grand was a roof replacement a few years ago. So far, so good for the Pyrotechnics Guild International Convention at the Sunnyview Expo Center. There's been some noise complaints, but the convention brings in billions of dollars and thousands of people to Oshkosh. A final public fireworks show is planned for Friday night. Tickets are on sale right now for just $10 and available at the Discover Oshkosh offices downtown. Rain washed out yesterday's Oshkosh Chamber Golf outing at Lake Breeze. The event has been rescheduled for Thursday, August 24th. If you plan to make changes in your foursome lineup, contact Brianna at the Oshkosh Chamber offices. Simply email her at brianna@oshkoshchamber.com. Page 2, the Winnebago County Historical and Archaeological Committee is dedicating a new historical marker this week. The marker is in the area that once was a home of a series of institutions that provided social care and services. The buildings are located 4 miles north of Oshkosh and treated those suffering from mental illness and tuberculosis and the elderly. The marker is on Butler Avenue, just west of County Highway A. The Oshkosh Kiwanis Club is sponsoring the Kiwanis and Cops and Kids program. It supplies the police department with new books to read to kids. The club will be at South Park later today at 1 o'clock and be handing out some books there. Waterfest is wrapping up their season on Thursday night. Admission is just $10 before 6 p.m. Tower of Power is the headliner. Remember, you can't make them all unless you make the last show. Turning to sports, the high school football season starts again on Friday night. Valley Christian is back with their own team. After 7 years of co-op teams, they're going to play eight-man football. They'll open their season a little bit later this month. That's a look at Newsworthy on a Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.